Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that charts the storms of history every day of the week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about the day when a fierce hailstorm dashed the hopes and heads of would-be British conquerors. The day was April 13th, 1360. A sudden storm killed 1,000 English soldiers while they were camped outside the gates of Chartres, France. The devastating storm took place the day after Easter, and for that reason, it quickly became known as Black Monday. Because of the timing and the heavy losses sustained, the event was interpreted by many as a sign from God that he did not support England's quest to conquer France. In the weeks ahead, that impression proved to have a profound effect on the first phase of the Hundred Years' War. The trouble began 6 months earlier, when King Edward III of England launched his third and ultimately final invasion of France. It was the latest in a series of military conflicts between the two countries, now collectively known as the Hundred Years' War. In October of 1359, Edward led a massive army of 10,000 men across the English Channel, and amazingly, nobody tried to stop him. The French army had taken shelter behind the protective walls of Paris and refused to engage the invaders directly. As the standoff dragged on into the winter, Edward and his forces kept themselves busy by pillaging and burning the surrounding suburbs. By spring, they had pretty much ravaged the entire countryside, but were no closer to breaching the walls of the capital city. On April 5th, Edward led his army back to the gates of Paris. They tried one last-ditch effort to provoke the French Dauphin, later King Charles V, into open combat, but to no avail. At that point, Edward decided to cut his losses and try conquering the next city on his list instead. This led him southwest, to the city of Chartres, but unfortunately for the Brits, it was just as heavily fortified as Paris. By the time they reached the gates, it was nearly Easter. Since they couldn't breach Chartres' defenses, they decided to make camp in the plains outside the city and try to come up with a new plan. However, due to a drastic change in weather, the soldiers didn't get the peaceful downtime they were expecting. April 13th began as any normal day, but as evening approached, the temperature dropped sharply. All at once, a thunderstorm gathered overhead, creating panic in the English camp. The soldiers and their horses were right out in the open, with no shelter to protect them. The winds blew so strongly that their tents collapsed and their wagons tipped over. Lightning streaked down from the sky, killing several people and sending the horses fleeing in all directions. And then there was the hail. These balls of ice can be 2 inches or larger in diameter, and can fall as fast as 100 miles per hour when driven by high winds. Under the right conditions, large hailstones can cause serious damage and loss of life, and that's exactly what happened in King Edward's camp. A 14th century French historian named Jean Froissart described the scene, writing, quote, "It seemed as if the world was come to an end. The hailstones were so large as to kill men and beasts, and the boldest were frightened." One observer seemingly backed up that account, referring to the storm as, quote, "a foul day, full of mist and hail, so that men died on horseback." Some accounts say that near the end of the storm, King Edward dismounted from his horse and fell to his knees, facing the direction of the Chartres Cathedral. He reportedly made a vow of peace and pleaded to God for mercy. As if in answer to his prayer, the storm ceased and disappeared just as suddenly as it had formed. It had only lasted about half an hour, but when the skies finally cleared, an estimated 1,000 soldiers and some 6,000 horses were dead. That one brief storm produced more casualties than any previous battle in the Hundred Years' War, which by that point had already been raging for over 2 decades. The prevailing view among the English forces was that God had sided against them, and it was time to throw in the towel. Remarkably, King Edward agreed. He entered into peace negotiations with France, and on May 8, 1360, the Treaty of Bretigny marked the end of the first phase of the Hundred Years' War. By the terms of the treaty, Edward agreed to renounce all claims to the throne of France in exchange for control of land in the north of the country, about a quarter of France's total area. In addition, the French agreed to pay a ransom for the release of their king, John II, who was being held prisoner in England. So France managed to end the conflict without doing much actual fighting, and it got its king back. But in the process, it lost a large chunk of territory and a lot of money. As for King Edward, he returned to England and tried to put the harrowing storm behind him, focusing more on domestic affairs than international conquest. The treaty he signed did keep the peace for a while, but after about 9 years, the war with France started up again. It continued well after Edward's reign, as well as that of several other kings and nobles. All told, the fighting would last 116 years and wouldn't conclude until 1453. It was a long and bloody dispute that eventually left the people of both countries pining for the days of the Treaty of Bretigny, that brief period of calm between the end of one storm and the start of another. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's show, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.